Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Nice to have you with us today. I am Doug Llewellyn, and Dr. Martha Latz is back with us again today. I love talking to Dr. Martha. She is so knowledgeable and insightful about so many different subjects. If you haven't heard her on our broadcast, you've been missing something really rare. She's been doing a series of broadcasts. We've talked with Dr. Martha Latz many times. To tell you a little bit about her, she's a senior psychotherapist and a life relationship coach. Her practice is called A Unique Therapy Center. She's in Boca Raton, Florida. She has many, many years, almost 30 years experience, offering and providing emotionally supportive environments for individuals and their loved ones through many life-challenging transitions. And she believes the way to get those transitions, to achieve the transitions in your life, is through psychotherapy and coaching models that are designed for specific individual situations. And that's exactly what she does. She's an amazing individual, and I love chatting with Dr. Martha. We did a lot of talks with her building up to the holidays, how to deal with all the problems that one encounters over the Christmas holidays and then the New Year's holidays. Today, we're going to focus on a different aspect of it, and that is the post-holiday blues. Probably haven't thought about that much, but a lot of people are suffering from the post-holiday blues. I know this is the 6th of January, right? But it was less than a week ago that we were all getting ready for New Year's Eve and getting dressed up and going out to parties or whatever you did do on New Year's Eve. And we talked a lot about how to handle yourself during those parties. This week with Dr. Martha, it's the post-holiday blues. It seems like the holidays always give us subjects to talk about, Dr. Martha, isn't that right?
And
why is that? Why you said there really is a syndrome? It's known as the post-holiday syndrome, and it's in the medical books, correct?
Oh yes, it's in the diagnostic statistical manual that mental health providers use, and it's called the post-holiday syndrome. And I think basically we never think about that, but we are in withdrawal. You touched on it earlier. We had all of the, we were getting ready for parties, we were getting ready to entertain, we were anticipating from November, from Thanksgiving forward to after New Year's. I think the Three Kings just occurred, the holiday of the Three Kings. there's been some sort of socialization going on, and I think we kind of fall headlong into this holiday blues syndrome that occurs, and then we're coming back. Think about it. Our calendars, we got brand new calendars. Woohoo! I love brand new calendars. However, before I start getting all these little arrows pointing, because I like to keep a written as well as a other type of calendar, so that I'm drawing arrows, and it's like, oh, I've got this really neat new calendar, but then it's like, what do we do with this? What do we do with this? People are sick. We're fighting off sickness. So what are we doing? What's going on? I think we're crashing. I think it's that adrenaline. I think we're coming down off of that, that prolonged adrenaline rush that we were doing. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're right, but I'm wondering is one of the reasons that people get downhearted after New Year's is because all of a sudden you're going back to the mundane routine that you were in before the holidays, like the way it was back in October or early November before things begin getting exciting after Thanksgiving, and that period between Thanksgiving and Christmas can be really kind of exciting when you're getting ready
exciting.
For the holidays.
Yeah,
now,
I agree.
Now, we don't have much to look forward to right now. We're back to the same old thing again, right? And for a lot
of
people,
yeah.
It's boring.
It is. It is the same old thing. You're right. You know, so we're going between extremes. And when we go between our extremes, our brains go, you know, and it's like, okay, what am I doing? We're bouncing back and forth. And, you know, so what are we going to be doing? We're coming back, and, you know, the things that we might not have finished off before the holidays, we really got to get them. We got to get up to speed, whether it's, you know, new office procedures that are getting into place, or, you know, we're just trying to get back and say, okay, I hope I don't get sick. I've been around people that are sick, and you walk in and all of your department is either mostly empty or partially empty, and you're hearing sneezes and stuff all over the place, and you get the disinfectant out, and then we're getting all the reports we're in the high peak flu and cold syndromes. Situations right now. So what are we doing here? Well, you know,
Let me express a thought. A lot of people, I will be willing to bet you, are depressed right now over finances because they went overboard and they spent too much money over the holidays. They bought too big gifts, you know, that they probably shouldn't have. And now the bills are starting to arrive. They're getting them in email form, so you get them quicker than you normally would. Or you know, they're piling up in your mailbox. That could be an issue. I have no doubt there are people who – and look, I'm one of them. I spent too much money. How do you handle that? I don't know if people come to – you can't go to a doctor and complain about that because it's your own fault. But – I'm sure there are people who are depressed over that financially.
Well, they don't come in and talk about finances right away. They come in and talk about, I'm fighting with my significant other. We're fighting more. And then as you talk, I had a person just email me and said, I've got to get in and see you. You know, everything was great with me and my significant other before the holidays, and I just got back, and we have just been fighting, and we decided that we're going to break up. And so basically what has happened is that just exactly what you said. The bills started coming in. The one partner makes significant more money than the other partner. And so the partner that doesn't make as significant amount of money as the opposite partner, you know, overspent for their budget and what they have to do. And so basically what I said, okay, now, you know, is it just what happened during the holidays that has caused this? Well, maybe we should break up. We came to the conclusion that it was. And so it's like, okay, so did the two of you ever have a budget that you decided to put in, that you listen to the person that is not making as much money as you and can be more elaborate than you are and what would be comfortable for both of you. And they had not done it. So we go back to, all right, the bills are coming in. My budget is stressed. And, oh, dear, guess what? Oh, Valentine's Day is on the heels. Believe it or not, Valentine's Day is coming. You know, not quite.
About that.
And so what are we going to do? What are we going to do about that? My suggestion is that you sit down and really look carefully at your budget. If you've gone overboard for Christmas, and you know when are they due? Little secret that I do is that if they come in paper form, I put at the top of the envelope when it's due, and then I have it in sequence so that I can look at it. I'm sure other people do it too, but that's helpful for me so it organizes what is due when, and so that I know, and I'm always like a week ahead of time. There are also things that occur that, you know, it just slipped through. You didn't realize it, and then, oh, my gosh, I've got a late fee. But, you know, I paid it, you know, 2 days. I was 2 days late. Sometimes, you know, you can ask for forgiveness on the late fee. You know, especially if it's you're not historically late, it happens. But I do think it's taking a realistic look. And with Valentine's Day coming not too far away, we're the 6th of January, so it's about little over a month away, 4 weeks away. Figure out what it is you will or will not spend and what is expected or not expected during that holiday. Does that kind of answer
that's
your
very
question?
Important. Yeah, no, that's important. You mentioned Valentine's Day. You're right. You know, people, I remember reading statistics that people spend a lot of money generally on Valentine's Day as well. Valentine's gifts are, between, the lovers are very important. And if you don't, if you don't give something nice, it's not good. But in addition to the financial aspect, what about the sheer boredom? If you're going, because during the holidays, many people have lots of parties, and you see friends, and you see those that you normally don't see a lot. Now, all of a sudden, you don't have any invitations to go to right now. Things are getting quiet. It's boredom time. It's January. The weather kind of is not good in many parts of the country. How do you deal with that aspect of it? If you're just plain bored and you're not happy, you get up and it's just another dull day. Boom. Nothing to look forward to. Maybe that's
well,
it.
Well, find
right?
something to celebrate. Find okay. something to celebrate. Yeah. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay. There's no, like you said, there's no social gathering, so there's no expectations, other than the dreaded Valentine's Day that I just talked about that's coming up. But, there are a lot of little random things you can celebrate. I was just looking it up, January 18th is Winnie the Pooh Day. Did anybody know that? That January the 18th is Winnie the Pooh Day. So,
Knows it. I didn't know it.
Okay.
What do we do on Winnie the Pooh Day?
Well, I usually get out my Tigger ears and put them on. I have a little Tigger ears that I put them on, and if I happen to be in the office, I will put them on in the office and get everybody curious. There's things like step in the puddle and splash around. We've got all this wonky winter weather. It's finding something that's going to put a smile on your face, even if it's supposed to, you're supposed to find something that you can share with your friend, like unexpected dreams. If you keep a dream journal, and what was the new dream? Like someone texted me and said, so I had a dream and I heard the door being knocked on. What do you think that means? Oh, we had a field day with that one. So it's trying to find something that you can celebrate. You can do a just because day, just because I love you day, or just because you are who you are, just because we had a wonderful holiday, like all of the different parties we had the two of you sat down and that hosted parties and looked at each other, we did really well this holiday. And celebrate each other and the accomplishment of getting through the holiday really, really well. And everybody appeared to have a good time.
You have suggested, I noticed this, that it's a smart idea, a good idea, to have a little gathering with friends around mid-January, which will help keep you socially connected and will perk you up. You can always make time to have fun like that. So that's a cool idea. I have a little party, a mid-January party. It's, end the boredom, whatever you want to call it. Come up with a name for it. But that's a very good suggestion. And that's yours, so I'm giving you full credit.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm bored out of my gourd, so I'm going to get a board and have a party. How about that?
Okay. Another thing, what about resolutions? There are people who do make New Year's resolutions, and I would be willing to bet there are those who made resolutions on New Year's Day that they've already blown the resolution and it's only the 6th of January. Why do people, most people, not follow their resolutions? How about that?
Well, I think part of it is that I think our expectations are, I think our resolutions are too lofty, and we're not able to, no one is able to accomplish them. If we make, you know, like, I want to, by Valentine's Day, I want to lose 15 pounds. Okay.
Right.
And you just come off of, the big, all of the holiday food and all of the holiday, and your body is still adjusting to, oh my goodness, I had all the goodies and now the goodies are being taken away. That may be too lofty of a goal. So if the general goal is to say, I want to lose weight, be more realistic about it and say, I'd like to lose. Or I'm going to just restrict. I'm not going to have any caffeine after 12, and I'm not going to have anything, any alcoholic drinks at all for this, because everybody's been drinking and indulging. I'm not going to have that, and I'm going to make sure that I get my full 8 hours sleep. You know, it's always having choices. I think when we think of resolutions, they're like in absolutes. And they're not necessarily in absolutes, because if they're in absolute, you can absolutely not follow through with them, you know, because I didn't do it by the letter. But I think choices gives you more flexibility. I choose to start a diet, or do I really choose to start a diet? I choose to restrict my caffeine. Okay. I don't have to stay up and wrap presents and write cards and get the house all together anymore. So I'm going to restrict my caffeine intake, and believe it or not, that will make a big difference. But it's have realistic goals for your choices. You know, one, you could do something or not do something, meaning you could make a resolution or not make a resolution. You could do a mixture. Say, you know, you really want to and you're really liking getting up that extra 15 or 20 minutes early, but you haven't quite figured out what you want to do with that 15 and 20 minutes. Well, that's a nice resolution that you got up and you're doing it. So maybe start playing it with some different ideas, like 5 minutes for meditation. Before you get started for your day, where you're catching up with yourself, even though you're coming out of sleep. You know, I think it's always in the smaller things. When we get too lofty or too big, in my experience, both personally and professionally, I think we're doomed to not succeed.
Probably.
I don't
good
know
right.
if anybody
good
else
idea.
Has.
Probably right.
Yeah.
Yep. Here's another thought for you. You have the impression, at least reading what you've written before, is that an individual's wardrobe can have an impact on their mood during the winter months. Talk about that. Another surefire way to feel good is through your wardrobe, right?
Yeah, and it, you know what? And it people just kind of like look at you like you're a little bit nuts. But, you know, like if you've got wonky socks, Doug, you know, like those, you know, wild socks. I walked into a colleague's office and I burst into laughter because I'd never seen he had these socks on. And it was, you know, just a few days, it was just a day or so ago. And it was the wonkiest pair of socks I ever saw. I never would have thought he would have had them on. He wasn't, normally he's conservative and he doesn't dress with that. But there were these wonky socks, and I thought, okay. And then we kind of talked about that. A lot of people will wear dark colors in the winter times, and there's reasons for that. And it's perfectly understandable. But why don't you add something? A little pop of color, especially for women. They can do it with a scarf. They can do it with their handbags. I just traveled mid-December, and everybody carries, you know, darker handbags, women do, during the wintertime.
Right,
I took a bright purple handbag, And you should have seen the smiles on people's faces as I was walking through the airport with this bright purple handbag. I had a black trench coat on, but I had this bright purple handbag. Or you can do it with a scarf, you can do it with a handbag, you can do it with a pair of shoes. You know, why do you need to wear a pair of boots or a pair of shoes that are a dark color? Why not wear bright red?
That's a good idea.
You know,
exactly.
it just kind of says, okay, it's happy. Yeah, the weather is dark, but, you know, there's just a little bit of happiness. It puts a smile on your face.
Well, there are many other things. I think that's a very good idea. I really hadn't thought about how wardrobe can make an impact on how you feel about yourself, but, you know, it does make sense. It can brighten your day by wearing some brighter clothes or something that you normally don't, and you feel better. The fact that I wanted to point out, you say New Year brings about self-reflection, about how people take this time to ponder their lives and realize they didn't accomplish what they wanted to last year, and they get depressed because of that, and now they're facing a whole new year. And can they do what they didn't do last year this year? I don't know if people talk to you about that, but, you know, if they're going to talk to anybody, it would be someone like you about how depressed they got because they didn't accomplish their goals before. Now they've got a whole new list of goals to accomplish, and it's a new challenge.
Yeah, it is a new challenge, but is it really a new challenge? And did you fail miserably on your on what you set out to do last year? I'll just give a little example of myself. I like to have my closet. You know, I have things, and I have this little bench that's in the closet, and sure enough, the bench gets piled with clothes that I haven't hung up. I'm telling something on Dr. Latz here. Wow. And so, I'm looking at that, and I'm really down on myself with it because I like to have it. I like to have my closet orderly. So the other day I got in and I ordered my closet, but then I thought about it, Doug. And so I didn't make a full year. You know, went from last year's resolution all the way to this year's resolution. But then I realized I had put a note in my calendar that I had it, I kept it for 20 weeks, that everything was okay. So for 20 weeks, it was a little bit January and February, and it got a little bit wonky and messy. And then by around the end of April, I did it again for a couple. So by the time I checked it out, I had accomplished 20 weeks of my closet in order, not consecutively, but in order. So I don't think that that's a failure. And so what I decided is that I want to improve it just 1%. And I think if we don't, we've got that all or nothing attitude, I want to be 100% or I'm a failure, I think that we've got to readjust that thought. If you've gotten out and you wanted to walk 4 days a week and you've only done two, you didn't fail. You know, you just adjusted.
Right.
You just adjust it. And then you can revisit it in springtime if you want. I don't know if that's helpful.
It is. It is. Another thought. I don't know if you, do you decorate a lot for the holidays? I mean, a lot of people decorate really. I mean, you know, they have great decorations outside, and they decorate the inside of their home beautifully for Christmas.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people still haven't taken them down. You know, it depends on where you live. I find it very interesting. I live in an area of the country when right after Halloween, boom, they're already getting dressed up for Thanksgiving and Christmas. They put up Christmas trees way too early, at least in
right.
my thought. But now the holidays are over. Like, for example, I got a big Christmas tree in my house. It's going to be a challenge to take it down and take all the ornaments off and everything. And it's you know, it's depressing to have to put them all away again and take them down and put the house back in order. You're talking about your closet. And some people, since it's not just a closet, it's the whole darn house. They got to straighten out and put back together. Because you have to move furniture around, you know, and make room for a Christmas tree and all that kind of stuff. So that's another thing that can make the holidays, after the holidays, a little depressing. It's exciting to put them up, put the tree up and get it done, you know, get it decorated. But it's depressing to have to take it down.
Well, I think that you're right, but why don't we call it melancholy instead of depression? Whatever happened to the word melancholy? You know,
don't use it very often. Yeah.
No, we don't. We don't think about that, but it is melancholy. You know, you put it up, it looks great, and now you're going to have to take it down, and it is a little bit melancholy as you're starting to take it down and put them away for the next year or the next gathering. I'm thinking, you know, do it in the reverse. What was the first thing you put up for Christmas or for the holidays? Do it in the reverse. Take the first thing down and keep going back and keep going backwards like that. Or there was this wonderful thing that was on that I happened to see where a gentleman is taking Christmas trees, the trunks of Christmas trees, and making them into canes for veterans who need canes.
I saw that. I saw
did
that.
You?
Where did I see that? I saw that either on the internet today or on one of the newspapers. Yeah, I saw that. He had
and
his
I
picture.
Think,
yeah, it was cool. That's a great
idea.
Yeah,
I think that's being able to, what are we repurposing, you know, our holiday stuff. You know, yes, we've had to move, but I notice that when I've moved something to put something into place, I find a little dust bunny that just got there and I didn't know was there. And I had to move it, so thank you for letting me move the furniture to put the decoration up and let me get the dust bunny taken care of, and then I can put it back and then know that that's there. It's finding a way to make what could be depressing, not as depressing. And that, you know, there's always next year. You'll be putting up things next year. You may want to think about who do you want to gift something to, like from the holidays, you know, that you want to someone give a decoration to. I know someone who was downsizing and they had an undecorate my tree party.
Ooh,
undecorate my tree party, and they said, you know, that that you could take an ornament from the tree that you would like. Of course, they took the ones that off before that meant a whole lot to them that were there, but then there were a whole bunch of stuff that was on the tree, left on the tree. So they had an undecorate my tree party.
Well,
and it turned out to be pretty fun. Isn't that a good idea? Isn't that pretty cool?
Yep, I think that's a good idea. I think that we've discussed some very good ideas on how to perk up and look forward to, you know, the days and weeks that are still to come, because it doesn't have to be so boring and dull now that the holidays are over and it's just a six. There are things to look forward to. Yes. Dr. Martha, we've run through the half hour. I love chatting with you. You have great ideas and you know, a lot of good input. So I'm sure you've helped a lot of people today. I hope so, anyway. Our guest has been Dr. Martha Latch. She's based down in Boca Raton, Florida. Her website, by the way, is auniquetherapycenter.com. Auniquetherapycenter.com. Go there and you'll get a lot of information about Dr. Martha Latch. I'll get it, Dr. Martha Latch. And how she'll be able to help you. Okay, you'll be back again next week. We'll see you next Monday at 1 o'clock. Okay, Dr. Martha? Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Doug. All right. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Hope you enjoyed it, everybody. Again, Dr. Martha Latz. I love chatting with her. She's a great, great lady. Thanks for being with us.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
You know, I'll take your idea. I enjoyed listening to it. I think I'll go write a review. Take care of yourselves, everybody. See you next time. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and bye for now. January 7th, 8:50 a.m. my name is Doug Llewellyn. I'm one of your customers. You guys have been here before. I would like to get one of your technicians back. I don't know. John Graham was here, the one who installed a dishwasher for us some time ago. I think it was him. Anyway, the dishwasher that you guys installed a year ago, it needs some help. I want to see if he can reinstall it and make it so it doesn't stick out so far. Because we keep turning it on. You lean against it and it activates it. And there's also a burner on a cooktop that I would like to have him look at. Okay? The dishwasher is a KitchenAid. One of the burners on the, and it's a GE Monogram cooktop, one of the burners is not igniting properly. Won't ignite the burner, okay? Yes. It's LLEWELYN. Mm-hmm, yep. Been that long? Yeah. I mean, I ignore that. I just want to. I mean, I'll pay you for this. It's okay. No, I'm not. Let's see, tomorrow is, what time? How about after 2? If he can come after 2, that'd be perfect. Okay? Okay. Okay, cool, good. Dynamite, super. Okie dokes, thanks. All right, bye-bye.